I actually didn't know what a long nose guard was, but I was doing my master's research here, and it involved white Persian striped bass, and in pulling a gill net up, we pulled up this almost 3 foot long, ugly fish that I was like, what is that? And I'm very much a stomach content is like a Christmas present. I love to see what things are eating and try and figure out what they're doing. So I was like, I don't know what this is, but we're going to open up its stomach, which they're almost all scales and jaw. I only had a knife and it was not a pretty dissection. You have to kind of go weave in and out of the scales, and gar bleed a lot. And so there's blood all over the boat. My field assistant, she's like, oh my God, what are you doing? And I said, I don't know, but I need to see what this thing eats. I don't know what it is. I had known that seeing around me that these things existed. I never actually ended up asking anybody what they were until this one. And then I came here and someone was like, oh, those are long-nosed gar. And I popped them up on the web and I said, no, long-nosed gar are freshwater fish. And I was in the probe tank. And they said, no, you'll see them there occasionally. I was like, there's a lot of them. This is not an occasion fish here. And so that's where I developed my dissertation to try and figure out what do these brackish gar do. My main job now is studying the population dynamics of river herring and shad, but with side little pet projects as well. One of my pet side projects is putting acoustic tags inside fish, and then you can either manually track them or passively track them and try and figure out what do they do? What do they do during the normal course of their day and kind of why? So the tags will ping every 90 seconds. If they swim within a half a mile of a receiver, that ping will be detected and recorded. I have had two dolphins consume them, and for 3 weeks we actually tracked a dolphin around the James and Elizabeth River. The dolphin pinged receivers going on up the Elizabeth River and then back out. An interesting part to that is, because these are temperature tags, meant to record the temperature of the water the fish is swimming in, every once in a while, about every few days, the tag temperature would drop by about a degree or two and then slowly rise back up. And through reading, found out that when a dolphin eats food, especially during the winter, that cold fish will decrease the stomach temperature. So we have a record of dolphin movements and kind of its feeding periodicity. So I am joking right now that I'm going to live out every marine scientist's dream and write a paper about dolphins. Because when you talk to anyone, they say, oh, you're a marine scientist? You must study dolphins. Right now is an amazing time to do acoustic work with fishes or anything, really. Because us, University of Maryland, DGIF, VCU, the Navy, all have an array of receivers that blanket mostly the rivers, and then the Navy does a lot with the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel and a little bit off of Virginia Beach and whatnot. And so there's a good chance a fish will be detected. The acoustic tracking's fun stuff. It's a nice little side. I find this and stomach contents the most exciting work that I do.